Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It takes time to begin to get a clear picture of what government or different corporations, different organizations are doing. I knew that this was a psyop from the very beginning, starting last week. And now I'm more sure than ever this is a complete government hoax, just like the 1976 swine flu outbreak at a U.S. military base. Just like the 1918 broke out of the U.S. military base. And they said, basically, this is the end of the world. This is going to kill tens of millions of people. You've got to take the shots. And the flu killed no one, but the shots killed a bunch of people, and that's on record. But we have seen massive military takeover drills, real military checkpoints from Tennessee to California, FEMA drills coinciding for the last 3 weeks into the next 2 weeks in every county, every city for a flu outbreak. That's a big article we should do. I've got them all here in the stacks from the last few weeks where we kept seeing FEMA doing drills and the news showing how FEMA was doing drills for a massive flu pandemic and preparing mass graves and setting it up with the cemeteries and getting ready for martial law and quarantine and scaring the police and getting everybody ready for federal control. And then magically, boom, there's a few deaths in Mexico, and the fear-mongering begins. There's been one death in the U.S. They're now saying 12 deaths. Some say 7, 9, 12, whatever, less than 20 deaths. They've tested the other couple hundred dead people, and it's pneumonia. The common cold kills hundreds and hundreds and hundreds any day of the week in Mexico City, a 30-plus million people, biggest city in the world. And when it's flu season, you might have thousands dying in a week in Mexico City. You've got thousands dying at the peak of the flu season in just a few weeks here in the United States. 30-plus million. Every time I say that, I get emails going, you said there was 28 million or there was 35 million. Whatever, folks. They debate the number of people in Mexico City. What is it, 28 million metro, according to the CIA fact book, and 35 million total with the suburbs. Whatever. You got 30-plus million people crowded in there. Of course you're going to have, in the last few weeks, hundreds of deaths from pneumonia and regular colds. They have a lot of respiratory problems down there. Meanwhile, you can debate whether it's 15,000 or 35,000 deaths a year. It gyrates in the United States. Let's just say it's thousands and thousands from flu every year. Meanwhile, one death. And they're talking about just quarantining U.S. cities, martial law, lockdown. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got CNN. I've got Fox. I've got CBS. I've got ABC News, AP, Reuters, Time Magazine, Newsweek. Literally every major publication, U.S. News and World Report, they're saying the government is preparing with the BATF, FBI, local police, state police to lock down every U.S. city. We might lock down one town or one city or one state, or we might lock down entire areas of the country. Because this thing's deadly, and if it spreads to one more nation, that'll be level 6 pandemic. On and on. And on and on. And Reuters reported last night, we're about to go to level 6. Well, we told you 2 days ago, we got the internal documents out of Texas. They're already at level 6. They're just not telling you. That's why you don't see any cops on the roads for a week straight now. They're all, literally, I've seen no police in Austin. None. They're usually everywhere, riding tickets and feeding, like piranha. Like piranhas on a big fat hog that fell into the Amazon. Well, they're all meeting and guarding the Tamiflu and freaking out and practicing going under federal control in a ritual of tyranny. We'll come back, break it all down. Big show lined up.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I may be proven wrong, but I rarely am. But I hope I'm right. I'm really becoming confident that this is absolutely, completely a massive criminal hoax on the part of the charlatans that run our planet. Another psychological operation. You have the Tea Parties that are bipartisan. 98% of Americans in major polls, 1,000-to-1 phone calls to Congress against the banker takeover. The banks are getting ready to take trillions and trillions more. They're stealing over $1.5 trillion a month. The American people are upset about the MIAC report and the Department of Homeland Security reports, seeing Ron Paul supporters, libertarians, gun owners, people buying ammo, returning veterans are the number one enemy of Homeland Security. And that the federal government exists to basically suppress the American people. That was spreading like wildfire. The left was waking up. The spell they're under was wavering for a moment when they noticed that he was expanding the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, that he was protecting Bush on torture, on secret arrest, on rendition, on camps. That he was saying, if you follow orders, it's okay, saying the Nazis were right, Nuremberg, and the Allies were wrong. His numbers were in free fall, dropping as many as 5 points last week. And then along comes a crisis so the government can grandstand and save us. It doesn't matter if the Army's own documents and mainstream news admits that Tamiflu, the antiviral drug, doesn't help you with the flu. They have armed convoys of National Guard and police all over the news guarding it. They have suddenly TV shows produced months ago air on every channel. I've confirmed at least five where people go to jail for not taking vaccines in different dramas, and people are fighting over flu shots, but only the CEOs get it under InfraGuard. And so it's the illusion of, oh, I've got to fight to get it on the sitcoms with the American Idol crowd, you know, watching TV, thinking, oh, I wish I could get the shot, trying to create a artificial run on what I call the Christmas toy phenomenon. As you know, they've caught companies staging fights for news cameras for a toy. Then they put it on the news. You know, the channel will be owned by a subsidiary of the toy company, and then it becomes a national story. And then everybody's fighting and killing and paying $10,000, you know, for a $100 toy. I've got to have the Tamiflu. I've got to have the bird flu shot. I've got to have the swine flu shot. I want it right now. I've got to have mask. I've got to. It's all over. We're dead. What is the government going to do? Save us. Save us. But because the bioweapon release in 1918 with vaccinated soldiers at U.S. military bases killed 40-plus million people, because the globalists have weaponized Ebola, because they've weaponized foot and mouth, because they've built 36 level 4 bioweapons labs across the country, because they're openly been caught sterilizing people and injecting people and killing people in thousands of chemical and biological and radiological tests, we have to take it serious when they come out and they say this could be a pandemic, and now they're saying it's going to be a pandemic. That just means that five nations have it. Different regions have it. A pandemic, yeah, I mean, there's a pandemics every fall and every winter and every spring when people have colds or the flu. A pandemic just means a large portion of people get it. And so they've gone to level 6. I told you that Wednesday. They're now in Reuters yesterday and today saying, yes, we're about to go to level 6. Now, there is no doubt that this is a distraction for the real crisis. Chrysler going bankrupt yesterday, going into receivership. I've got a Chrysler vehicle. Isn't that nice? The Chrysler vehicles, Dodge, and others are all over the roads. GM's going to go bankrupt. They're going to shut that down in the next few months, and it's going into globalist receivership, and it'll be handed off to Bilderberg Group members, just like the owner of Fiat. He's in the film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. We got video of him in Istanbul. Chairman of Fiat, owner of Fiat, is one of the top Bilderberg Group members. And it's just going to be handed to him in bankruptcy court. They're going to chop General Motors up in little pieces and give a piece to this company, a piece to that company. They're going to give them bailout money to move to Brazil. Mexico is going under the waves. This came right at a perfect time as the drug war flared up, as the people are on the verge of rebellion. Most analysts were saying Mexico could fall this summer, and a perfect unifying effect comes. Oh, my God, you might die. And then they say 100 dead, 200 dead. And then, oh, it's only 7 dead. But meanwhile, they're just warming up here with the fear-mongering. Shutting down schools here and there all across the nation. Incredible amount of schools closed in Texas, California, New York. And then I'm being attacked by CNN. And what's the other one? MSNBC. MSNBC is attacking me today, so I'm going to go over all the martial law news and what they're pushing here in a moment. but I'm seeing this more and more. There was a CNN piece going to conspiracy theorist website, prisonplanet.com, saying it's a genetically engineered virus, but that's ridiculous. All the experts say it's not. And that was yesterday, front page of CNN. Of course, there's experts and virologists and doctors all over the world, all over foreign news, major newspapers saying this is clearly engineered, came out of the wrong hemisphere, wrong time of year. These viruses have pedigrees. Like if you own a French bulldog, or you own a Doberman, or you own a Mastiff, or you own a Chihuahua, and it's got papers, they know who the great-great-granddaddy was, and they know who his great-great-granddaddy was. Well, these viruses, it would take at least a decade. I was on there with a virologist yesterday on Press TV. He was saying, oh, it would take a decade to develop something like this. Yeah, where is it? They don't have a pedigree on it. It's a super virus, but only super in that it has a long incubation period, sheds for a long time, and clearly does infect a large portion of people that get it, but it's extremely mild. If you're a hemophiliac child, prematurely born, it may be able to kill you. Because you don't have much of an immune system, and because you got tiny lungs and you're sick. And that's who this stuff's killing. Well, a common cold kills him too. Now, what's scary is Napolitano said, well, this may peter out in a couple of weeks, but the next one's coming soon. It's going to be the big one. And I agree with them. This is a beta test. They've been beta testing their federalization. Look at how they announced last week. Oh, we're just federalizing the state police in Arizona. And, oh, all these other cities are getting rid of their police forces and saying the U.S. Army will be their police force in Schenectady, New York. And, oh, the Army's in Tennessee. The governor says, well, you can't run checkpoints here. What are you doing? Shut up, governor. We're doing it. And then it's in the newspaper. The Army's out and the Air Force is out running checkpoints, and they just announced, yeah, we're going to keep spying on everybody, and yeah, we're going to take control of the Internet. And the Pentagon says, we're going to start cyber attacking websites that criticize us inside the U.S., just openly announcing incredible felonies. And now they're attacking us. No doubt it's them. We've analyzed the attack. And this is sick. You guys, most of the military are great folks. That's why they've been listed as terrorists. They know the biggest candidate that got the most money of Barack Obama or anybody was Ron Paul. From the military, and so you've been listed as terrorist. But they got these control freaks they hire, and they've got working for the military and private contractors that are attacking us and others. And, you know, they're working for the bankers. They had a top congressman come out yesterday. It's in my stack and say, the Congress is owned by foreign banks. Of course! The country has had a corporate criminal hijacking. And they know you're waking up. They can see that it's building up towards their arrest, them going to jail. The people waking up, overthrowing the New World Order, getting America back. And so they're going to create bird flu scares and swine flu scares. And if we really start getting ready to get rid of them, they'll release the real thing, folks, and clamp down martial law and say, oh, we're not clamping down martial law because of the demonstrations. We're doing it because, you know, 1 billion people have died. We're seeing right now what their response is going to be. This is a beta test, no doubt. I'm 99% sure of it. Now, as I said last week, I was 95% sure this was a hoax. Now I'm getting to be almost 100%. But listen to this. Amid swine flu outbreak, racism goes viral. And guess who they decided to attack? MSNBC. Alex Jones. This is the new tactic. They have a white supremacist, goes on the site, says he doesn't like me because I'm not racist. Doesn't matter. Within hours of that guy killing three cops and shooting a couple more in Pittsburgh, the Southern Poverty Law Center, basically the CIA, but admitted that's who they work with, they get from the police his full surfing record, now public, Fox, CNN, everybody, Drudge Report, you name it, and they decide to go after Alex Jones and say he was a big fan of Alex Jones, and they have so-called friends pop up on TV right away and say it. Then it turns out he hated me and was attacking me, and they hit me with that because I'm saying arrest the bankers, folks. Well, in this article, it goes after me, and it says, that's tepid compared, it talks about it, to some of the xenophobic reactions spreading like an emerging virus across the Internet. See, we're the virus. The disgusting blight is because Mexicans are pigs. An anonymous poster ranted on the Prison Planet Forum, part of radio host columnist Alex Jones' website. Yeah, what, the Southern Poverty Law Center probably was in there saying that? I mean, come on. This is disgusting.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115 and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
So you have the government and the media and the Mexican government no doubt hyping this, when they have literally sometimes thousands of flu deaths a week during their peak season, just regular flu. They're doing this to get control of their country, their nation. And then the poverty pimps, the limousine liberals, the foundation controllers, the eugenicists, the Margaret Sanger heirs, the heirs of Margaret Sanger, they always race pimp. And so, I mean, I guess you could go on an MSNBC forum and call Chinese people bad names and then say, oh, MSNBC doesn't like Chinese people. I mean, it's the most petty guilt by association, but it's a good thing they're doing this because they've worn themselves out. Nobody buys this race stuff anymore. They have so overused it, so overpushed it, that everybody knows that it's the establishment, the big corporations. You know, MSNBC is partially owned by General Electric and several other big bomb makers who drop cluster bombs on brown people all over the world. And, of course, white people in Serbia and DU. So we all know who really likes to kill brown people. And it's you, MSNBC. Shame on you for all the people you murder. Shame on you for your eugenics in Africa. Shame on you for all the activities carried out by the globalist bosses. Let's see. They want to keep everybody divided. And it says, they quote a forum that has millions of posts on it. Millions of posts. And I bet if we could track this, this is probably Southern Poverty Law Center or somebody. This disgusting blight is because Mexicans are pigs. An anonymous poster ran it on the Prison Planet Forum, part of radio host, columnist Alex Jones' website. See, they don't have anything I've said bad about Mexicans. So they want to make this a racial issue. I'll never forget whenever all these communist spies were in the U.S. under Clinton and there were all these murders going on and they were handing over the, you name it, Panama Canal, you name it. And there would be CNN pieces going, are these groups racist? Is Bill Gertz at the Washington Times racist against Chinese people? That'd be like if we had German spies during World War II in the U.S. Are you against Germans? It's the same thing if you criticize Israel. The Israeli lobby will try to make it about race or religion. What, you don't like Jews? Then they'll mix in legitimate criticism, even Jews in Israel that disagree. You don't like Jews? You're a self-hating Jew? I mean, again, this is injecting the issue. And then all the racist and people out there, they certainly play into the trap. And they even attack Michael Savage here. They say Michael Savage speculated that terrorists are using Mexican immigrants as walking germ weapons. It would be easy, he said, to bring an altered virus into Mexico, put it in the general population, and have them march across the border. Of course, it's been Charles Key out of Oklahoma. Alan Keyes has come out, rightfully so, and made the point that he thinks Obama will stage terror attacks to bring in martial law. Absolutely, they're finally getting it. Michael Savage has said that, including a bio attack, said that about a month ago. He said several statements along those lines. So he's got to be demonized now. And, of course, you've got to speculate. The government's been asked that in press conferences over and over again. Is this a bio attack? Did somebody put this in Mexico? But when mainstream news asked Homeland Security this in press conferences, it's normal and okay. But when Michael Savage gets a call about it and speculates, it's because he's a racist. And they sandwich that in. They sandwich that in with somebody at the Prison Planet Forum. You know, people were emailing me panicking yesterday going, have you banned comments on InfoWars? We love commenting on InfoWars. Have you banned it? I said, no. We're getting denial of service attacks and lots of regular traffic. The site isn't loading, so we turned the comments off to see if it sped the site up, and it did do it. Then this morning, it wasn't as bad, so we turned the comments back on. But if I can't get moderators, and if I can't get, and I don't have the money for it, and if people can't get control of this, they'll kill the black people, kill the Mexicans, go after the president, and then we track it back to government IP addresses, and the Secret Service keeps showing up over here, we are going to have to shut it down because they need to go in there and do this to set us up. Because it won't exist if we don't get control of the situation. So I'm asking people to email Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, folks that we've seen that have written articles, writers, people that are credible, who we know who you are. If you want to volunteer to moderate and try to help us defend ourselves on the comment pages, on Prison Planet Forum, we need your help because they are coming after us in the national media. They know we're a threat to them here on the show.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
We just started simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that are subscribers to PrisonPlanet.tv. We're obviously simulcasting on the AM and FM dial, Global Shortwave, the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, details the history of genocide, genetic engineering, chemical, biological, radiological testing, and killing of people across the world. Now, I believe this is a hoax. I believe this is a virus that doesn't kill that many people, that isn't even as bad as your regular flu viruses that kill 30-plus thousand people a year in the United States. Mexico's saying it's already starting to subside. People are getting sick. I know folks in town, but they just get better. They've had one death of a premature child who was premature and had lung problems all his life until he was 23 months old. But CBS News is saying under federal quarantine authority, signed under Executive Order 13375, anyone violating quarantine order can be punished by $250,000 fine and 1 year in prison. I have another CBS News story that's out of CBS saying they're preparing for martial law, forced inoculations. They're just saying you're going to be forcibly injected, that they're going to quarantine whole cities, counties, states if need be, but the border is going to stay wide open. I mean, if they're really worried about this, why is the border staying wide open if they're saying any vector? You know, first they said last weekend in the Sunday briefing, they said, we're going to leave the border open because it's already spread from the biggest vector, supposedly Mexico. But then we may have to lock down America. And it says right here, mainstream news. I got Fox, CNN. We're going to play the clips later. Martial law is good. Martial law is coming. Level 6. I confirmed 2 days ago we're really at level 6. Now, last night and today, they're saying we're going to go to level 6, which is complete and total martial law. Now, does that mean they're going to implement it? I don't know. Is this a beta test to test the locals going under their control? Why are they announcing different state police are now merging with the feds permanently? Dr. Leonard Horowitz pioneered exposing all of this, and he's with us about 20 minutes, 15 minutes into the next hour. And I really respect him because back in before the anthrax case was out, and he wrote the articles. These are on record. He said the government was going to launch an anthrax attack because he saw their propaganda on the news, knew the companies involved. Just amazing mind. A Harvard graduate, you know, several doctorates in medicine, psychology, you name it. So he saw it happening. And these are psychologists and psychiatrists running this, so it takes one to beat one, I guess. It takes one to know one. He can see what they're doing. I saw that before 9/11 as well, the preparation, how they were introducing the enemy, how they were getting it ready. And I said they'll probably blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset Osama bin Laden. So he did something even more amazing. He predicted specifically the anthrax attack. Then day one came out and exposed how Congress had done a funding to practice mailing weaponized anthrax to the mail. He fingered the very group involved. And then it came out the White House was on Cipro before 9/11, September 10th, that it was Bush's enemies that were mailed it. And the FBI came and harassed him at his house and tried to act like he was involved in it because he was so spot on being able to predict it. Now, he's come out again saying this is a designer virus, but that it was probably just something to sell vaccines to scare people because it's got to be designer so companies can then come out quickly with the vaccine. And several companies are saying they're going to have it in like a week or something with this weird reverse clone. Now, I'm not saying they've done that. I don't have the crystal ball brain that Dr. Horowitz does, but I wanted to get him on to talk about the history of what the globalists have done, the eugenicists, because he hasn't talked about that in a while. You need to know the history, then the latest, and then the big issue of they're using this mind control, this hoax, this fire in a theater. There is no fire, probably, but the yelling fire causes the trampling, the deaths, like a Rolling Stone concert where hundreds could die. And the police state, this happening right when the economy's imploding, right when the worst numbers are coming out, right when it's clear they're trying to pass global taxes and set up the new Bank of the World and carbon taxes and gun bills. Dr. Horowitz joining us via Skype from Southern California. We appreciate him taking time out to join us. Tetrahedron.org, and we'll give you several of his other sites. Thanks for coming on with us, sir.
Thank you, Alex. You know, there's one thing only that I would add to your very thorough and very intelligent analysis, and that is that the fright could be also additionally a cover, a distraction for exactly what Dr. James Robertson and the Dr. Woods and the other doctors who are involved at the highest levels of administering the global response to the flus. They have already decided that they would loose flu-type viruses, recombinant mutants to seed the population. This may be a cover, a covert operation to literally infect people with this, what they initially called biosimilars, or these mutant files that they call.
Okay, Dr. Horowitz, we had you on twice via video uplink. It's like 2001 Space Odyssey, where you make the call and get somebody on video phone, as folks know, and then Murphy's Law or whatever. As soon as we go to you, it's horrible scrambled audio. We're going to try to reconnect right now. If it doesn't connect clean, we're going to get you back on the phone. We'll hold you over if need be to make sure you get the time. We're honored to have you because I want to hear this specifically. Yes, he sent me these Royal Commission, Royal Academy documents. I have them here in my stack. Shilling documents. Where the head individuals who get the supposedly deadly bird flu and other strains from government to then be seeded out to vaccine companies, where they're talking about priming the public with these and putting them out. And I mean, it's really shocking what it says. So we'll get him as somebody who's been studying this to interpret these documents for us here on the air. So that is coming up. I didn't know he was going to bring up those documents. I've got them somewhere here in my stack, but he can read those for himself. In fact, he emailed me those again the other day. Will you ask Rob Dew to print me the last email? It's an attachment from the British Royal Society. It's the Royal Society. Matt, will you ask Rob Dew to go print me that, because the stack gets so big so quickly. While we're waiting to get Dr. Horowitz connected again, let's play this Fox News clip so we can analyze it. Guys, go ahead and play this Fox News clip. Are we able to do that now that we have Horowitz connected? Or is Horowitz back? Okay, yeah, here is the Fox clip where they're talking about martial law, where they're talking about forced inoculations, and then it's all over the news. So this is being introduced to us now, but here's the key to all this. The border is going to stay wide open with the main vector. That's the globalist system, but we have to lock down cities and towns in America. So the border stays open, but you can't come out of your house. And we're going to forcibly inoculate you even if you aren't sick. Here it is.
The World Health Organization raised now the pandemic alert for swine flu to the second highest level, level 5. Right now, Mexico has implemented quarantines and world leaders issuing travel warnings. But, of course, it could get worse.
That's right. If it becomes a pandemic, you could lose some simple rights like going to the movies. Fox News legal analyst Peter Johnson Jr. joins us live here as well. Peter,
right, we do have Dr. Horowitz back now with a good connection for now. We'll finish this clip up later where they openly say martial law. Dr. Horowitz, I want to go back to what you were saying, but first, can you answer the question? You've been studying this, as a doctor and as somebody who studied how pandemics spread. If you are saying leave the border open with Mexico, that, and this is really so deadly, but leave the border open, but then we're going to lock down the U.S. cities. This is obvious that this is to train the American people how to be in lockdown Nazi Germany, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And as I mentioned before, this could also be a covert operation to actually seed the population, because now the news is coming out that the virus is not particularly deadly. It's really relatively mild, and that's exactly what the recombinant was that the group at the World Health Organization, the organization that James Robertson, as well as the Novavax publications, were talking about. You know, again, the most incriminating issue that I think has not been covered is the decision that was made already to loose these kinds of laboratory creations that would seed the population in advance of pandemics. And so it could be, like you've been saying, a covert operation in that regard.
Okay, Dr. Horowitz, explain to people, can you read to them from that British Academy, that UN document that you've sent me that is officially off their site, where they're talking about priming the public, getting them ready. It's very, very chilling. What does that mean?
Well, it means that essentially that besides doing all the business and of biopreparedness and protection of the world's population, the most advanced experts, they call them, in the field of infectious disease have already decided that they would loose viruses that they would produce in their labs that would go out and infect the population in advance of in advance of the big one, in advance of the real, like Spanish flu 1918, that they would do that allegedly in defense of the population, and allegedly for biopreparedness, and allegedly because it's doing exactly what this current epidemic is doing, or this pandemic is doing. That is, it's a mild exposure to a potentially lethal pathogen, and they have decided behind closed doors in bed with the drug industrialists that they're going to do this to unwitting populations without having any informed consent.
So this is really, you're saying, could be a mass inoculation, or at least that's their excuse to do this. They claim that they've weakened the pathogen to then release it into the public to protect us down the road from a real bird flu.
That's exactly. That's my number one best call based on all the evidence. And on top of that, you have to understand the PSYOPs already administered has made billions and billions of dollars and further advanced the police state, the fascism, and the application of the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act that allows for the the incarceration of populations, putting them into these quarantine, virtually concentration camps, injecting, infecting, and intoxicating, drugging them with whatever the public health professionals in their actual Manchurian candidate hypnotic trance state that is induced by standard cult indoctrination methods in medical education, continuing medical education, and this whole pseudoscientific process of literally creating brainwashed mind control slaves of the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel. That's what's going on, Alex.
All right. Up on screen, we have the Royal Society, the Academy of Medical Sciences, and its summary of oral evidence, Dr. John Wood and Dr. James Robertson, National Institute for Biological Standards and Controls, NIBSC. And on the last page, it says use of live viruses. Scroll down to the bottom of the document for me, gentlemen. Thank you for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Dr. Wood and Robertson were asked their opinion of priming the population for a pandemic using live vaccines, and if they consider it to be a good idea. However, the timing is critical. If live H5N1 vaccines are used now, it will be considered too dangerous. But if a pandemic is imminent, the risk may be justified. A stockpile of live vaccine with the cleavage site removed could be used as to prime the population in advance of the pandemic, reaching the UK even without an exact match in a virus strain. Now, what does that mean? I mean, they love to kind of read between the lines there or state stuff and the obvious, but what does it mean, prime the population with a live virus?
Well, this is exactly, notice you said the cleavage site or some aspect of the virus removed, and what may be happening is that this outbreak, because of the advance, you have to understand biological and biodefense, biomilitary operations are 10 years more advanced than what is commercial, commercialization and standard consumption in the marketplace. So these guys, if they have been actually publishing this, the covert science labs are 10 years at least, maybe 15 ahead, which means that what you're describing in that document is precisely what's being described of this virus, of this pathogen they're claiming is the cause of this pandemic. It is not quite human. It's got some human parts. It's got some avian parts, apparently. It's got, or swine parts. And it has cross-reaction when you understand and you read the science that has been published by CDC and Novavax. You understand that they have cross-reactiveness. That, in other words, if you expose a population to a mutated virus, weaken it, but just enough to cause immunity, and then add enough of the different strains, such as the swine flu, the avian flu, the Spanish flu, put it all together, and then you expose the population to that, even prime the population is what they're talking about, by some form of method of vaccination. Now, can you imagine what the outrage of the public would be if they were told that they're now must go get vaccinated against a pandemic that hasn't happened yet?
Well, speaking of priming, they are now openly on every major publication and TV saying you may have to take a shot, even if you're not sick, and we're going to lock your towns and cities, we're going to have the feds come out with the police and do this while the border's wide open. So they're really trying to set whether they're moving this time or not, they're now introducing the idea.
Think about it. They may already have done it. And what they're simply doing now is a psychological operation that you consistently have always been accurate about telling the public about.
Amazing. Where do you see this going from here?
Well, I praise the Creator for the fact that this thing is not as severe as we thought it might be. I praise the Creator for the fact that we may have some time left to reverse the fascism and the manipulation and intoxication of the population through the decimation, through the dissemination of truth. Basically, what we need to do is get the truth, such as those documents that you've just, thank you so much, Alex, for putting that document up on the air, because this is the kind of inside research and discussions and backroom deals that we, the public, need to expose in order to come to some level of intelligent decision-making, because we have got it, if this has got to be about sovereignty, spirituality, and informed consent, we have got to give our consent. I mean, there's a separation of church and state. This is the big battle right now, as far as I can see, is this whole attack on Christianity, attack on spirituality, that we, now the gods of science and medicine, dictate to you what is going to be injected, infected, and intoxicated in your Holy Spirit-filled temple. I am telling you, I am absolutely certain to be here to the very end. This is an issue that shall never go away. We shall always stand for our spiritual religious freedom. I don't care what CNN says about me. I don't care what Fox News has to say. Everyone who considers them either a Christian, Jew, or Muslim has a sovereign spirit right to resist vaccination.
Dr. Horowitz, stay there. Absolutely. And I want to bring up the new vaccines they admit they have that, quote, cure you of drug abuse. They admit it literally eats brain cells and eats the receptor sites, and the more advanced vaccines they give you that literally re-engineer the brain to make you a zombie.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
We got Bob Chapman coming up at the bottom of the next hour to give us an economic update on what's happening. Alan Watt is going to come on and give us his view of this whole fear-mongering psyop. And then Niles Herrett, one of the nanothermite experts, exposing the fact that that was found in the WTC rubble. More and more peer-reviewed scientific reports coming out. They had one of the heads of the 9/11 Commission come out a month ago and say that they staged a meeting before the event, before the commission, with the military to lie about the stand down. That's now mainstream news. This stuff is all unraveling. Dr. Horowitz, There's these whole classes, as you know, but I want you to tell the listeners about them, of new vaccines that, quote, cure mental illness. They go in and attack certain areas of the brain. It's like programmed nanotech viruses is how I would describe it. And they go in and they eat the receptor sites for nicotine and heroin and cocaine. And folks, don't believe me, just Google new vaccine to cure drug addiction. But then other scientists went, wait a minute, you won't be able to be happy anymore. Those receptors are for natural endorphins. And, you know, what you would say would be spirituality. I mean, when you talk about wanting to control our souls, this is the next wave, isn't it?
Oh, that's exactly what Genito Pharmaceuticals is all about, Alex. It's the whole concept of vaccination intoxication for population manipulation and decimation is really where the future of medicine they're heralding lies. And so it becomes literally a battle of nature versus laboratory. You know, and I'm personally choosing, and I don't know too many people in my circle, my friends, my community, that feels like we want to give all of nature over to the manipulators. I think it's a hideous reality that we're looking at, and if you look at the true science, it's not science that they're giving us, in fact. It's actually pseudoscience. There's nothing scientific about their proposition that this flu just happened to naturally land up in Mexico, where suddenly, you know, there's never been anything like it in history. How did that happen? And I also question what they're reporting at the World Health Organization, which is really, if you look, study deeply, the Rockefeller disease surveillance system. It was set up by the Rockefellers. Now, if people in the United States don't realize they're already working with, if they're dealing with Rockefellers, they're working with traitors against the United States. That happened during World War II, and history repeats itself when you don't learn history. So literally America is being taken out now with a globalist agenda and at the forefront of biomedicine and genetics and eugenics and vaccination policy and this whole disease surveillance at the World Health Organization. Study it. The origin of it is the Rockefeller International Global Disease Surveillance System. I wrote about that in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola.
Well, you're absolutely right. In fact, we have all these medical doctors and scientists and historians on from wide-ranging fields, and they all come back to the same thing. The Rockefellers learned that most cancer was viral. They learned how to put it in the vaccines. They've caught vaccine makers hundreds of times, as you know, being caught doing it. And they think they're God with the GMO crops, with the vaccines, with all of it. What are they going to do as the world refuses to go along with them? They're going to stage pandemics in an attempt to scare us into going under their control.
That's exactly right. So really, it is a holy war. It's a war against, you know, not flesh and blood with whom we do battle. It's a spiritual warfare. And when you understand what genetics really is, it's water science. What makes DNA actually operate is the water molecules, the structured water within the genetic strand and around it forming a matrix that receives and transmits light and sound signals. So it's bio-spiritual or bio-energetic processing. It's a virtual antenna to the creator. And if you don't believe me, read the brilliant research that's already come out that the authorities don't want you to see.
Well, that's why a lot of top atheist scientists are now saying there's something made this.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.